Wow, to make something and then to worship it. Habakkuk 2:18 says this, "What profit is an idol when its maker has shaped it? A metal image, a teacher of lies, for its maker trusts in his own creation when he makes speechless idols." This is the fifth accusation against the Chaldeans, against the Babylonians. And this accusation is about idolatry. And it's foolishness. It's foolishness to follow other gods. Isaiah 41:24 talks about, Isaiah 44:9 talks about this. And the destruction of the Chaldeans was going to demonstrate the superiority of the Lord over those idols. Now, unlike former passages, this final woe begins with a taunt. And it's just asking a question. A simple, simple question. What profit is it? See, Babylon trusted in its many gods, many idols, made of by man's hands, and they didn't have power or strength. Trust almost always refers to a process at the foundation of existence. Whoever trusts or relies on something, and everything depends on the reliability of the other. One seeks protection, and one stands or falls with that on which one relies. Trust in the true God would wipe away all fears. So what profit is an idol? Everybody should ask that question. An idol is made by a human. Idols teach nothing but lies. They do nothing. Making an idol means making something in your image. The idol cannot speak or give guidance. And so this is the question that Habakkuk is asking. You see, in verse 18, God says, "Of what value is there to an idol?" And the answer is zero. No matter what the idol is, it's lifeless. Now, there are many leaders who will teach you to invest your whole life chasing after something lifeless and worship something other than God. There are many who will tell you to worship your dream. They'll tell you to worship money, worship your career, worship your success, worship your fame. And none of these things is going to give you true life or true happiness. But that's what leaders will tell you. However, very few will tell you to go after the God of the Bible and to worship Him. So God pronounces a woe judgment on those who invest their lives in worshiping something other than Him. You can make silver or gold your God, but in the end you're going to discover they could not give you life, and that was a dead-end street. And once again, I see a focus of our elections, the debates that are going on, the town halls that are going on. And nobody wants to point, which is fine, we understand that. I mean, every now and then you have a candidate talk about Christ or God, but it seems what resonates most with our society, with our culture, with our generation, it's money, jobs, entitlements, all those different things. And those can be idols. So let me ask you, what is an idol that you are lifting up in your life? I've entitled this The Doll, because if we looked at idols as just that, they're powerless. Sometimes you can pull a string and make it talk. Sometimes you can, it looks like you can feed it, but then it's a spoon that has a rubber band or some sort of spring in it to make that food disappear. Or you could supposedly feed it some milk, but ultimately, it's just a doll. It might bring some comfort. And that's what it looks like for people that create an idol. That's something they can see, something they can move around, something that they have power over. And God won't allow us to play that game. Everything that I or you lift up in the place of God will eventually let us down. So, what profit is an idol when its maker has shaped it? It's logical, makes complete sense, but for some reason, we never truly figure that out. Where's your heart?